With the ringing of the church bell, we welcome you to this hour of worship as it comes to you from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this accession of our Lord worship this morning, our hymns are 525, 491, 532, 637, and 735. Pastor Ingvall is taking the sermon today. Ron Baker is sitting at the console of the organ. We welcome you to sing with us. We sing our opening hymn this morning, Crown Him with Many Crowns.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. We're so very glad you're here with us this morning. There is a voters meeting after the service, so voting members, please remain after the service for that. Also today, we are distributing Christ's very body and blood in the service of the sacrament. This is a great benefit that Christ has given to us, his very body and blood, in with and under the consecrated bread and wine. If you are not currently a communicant member in good standing of this or another Missouri Synod Lutheran congregation, we ask out of love and concern for your spiritual well-being to please refrain from partaking of the sacrament. If you would like to come forward during distribution to receive an individual blessing, please do so and cross your arms over your chest to indicate your desire for an individual blessing. We're so very glad that you're with us today. Our opening hymn is LSB 525, Crown Him with Many Crowns. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Dear friends, in Christ, Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We read responsively the introit. I will sing of steadfast love and justice.
To you, O Lord, I will make music.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing.
Know that the Lord, he is God.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him, bless his name.
For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever,
and his faithfulness to all generations. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will sing of steadfast love and justice.
To you, O Lord, I will make music.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
you.
Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth whom you promised from the Father, for you live and reign with him in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. As we observe the day of the Ascension of our Lord, the first reading is from Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who is taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We read responsively the gradual. Christ has risen from the dead.
God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands.
He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle text is from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Our sermon hymn is LSB 491, Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels. Seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, Christmas and Easter are without a doubt the two most highly anticipated and celebrated events in the entire church year. So much so, in fact, that the secular world has shamelessly commercialized both to the point that the real reason for the season is lost to the vast majority of people. But we rarely hear much about another day, for which we ought also to pull out all the stops, just like we do for Christmas and for Easter. Perhaps because it always falls in the middle of the week, the day of our Lord's ascension slips under the radar more often than not. And yet, the bodily ascension of Jesus Christ from earth back to his throne in heaven is an essential event in his work of salvation for us. This is why we make sure to include it in all of the creeds of the church. It is a foundational element of the Christian faith. It is a foundational element of our Christian confession. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus returned to his Father in heaven. His departure did not cause grief or fear among the disciples, not like those dreadful 3 days between his death and his resurrection from the dead. After Jesus ascended back to heaven, the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And what was the source of that joy? Well, it was in the fact that Jesus had opened the scriptures to them. Now, they finally understood. Now, through God's holy word, their eyes were opened to see clearly what all of these things meant. Those scriptures, specifically the Torah, the prophets, the writings, or as our text reads, the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, which we know as the Old Testament, clearly foretell the Messiah's incarnation, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection for our salvation. The entirety of all Scripture was all about Jesus. The Old Testament points forward to his coming to live, suffer, and die, and be raised again for our salvation. And the New Testament points back to Jesus, showing that he alone has fulfilled everything, absolutely everything that the Scriptures proclaim concerning the promised Messiah. All Scripture comes together in Jesus Christ, crucified, died, and raised to life again. Having been enlightened to this, having their eyes opened to truly understand God's word, the disciples were overjoyed. They were the first witnesses to these things. And what these witnesses had to proclaim was absolutely radical. You see, it was inconceivable to the Jews that the promised Messiah would suffer and die. The common understanding among the Jews about the Messiah was, and actually still is, that the Messiah would come and establish an earthly, eternal kingdom in which the Jews, the people of God, would reign supreme, and the Gentiles, or at least the vast majority of them, would be banished forever into the torments of hell. But that's not what God's holy word says, not even in the so-called Old Testament. The very same scriptures that are possessed and read in synagogues throughout the world to this very day. As Jesus showed his disciples from those scriptures, it was necessary, and it was clearly foretold in God's word that the Messiah would suffer and die and be raised again, specifically on the third day, thus establishing his eternal kingdom for all mankind, not just for Jews, but for the Gentiles too. And that is radical. If you can trace your lineage back to one of the tribes of Israel, that is to say, if you've done your ancestry DNA and the results come back and, oh, I'm such and such a percent Jewish. Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. But salvation does not come to us through our family bloodline. Salvation comes to us only through the blood of Jesus Christ. A proper understanding of God's holy word clearly shows that the proclamation of repentance and forgiveness of sins for the sake of Jesus Christ is meant for all nations, that is to say, for all mankind, both Jew and Gentile, because regarding sin, we're all in the same boat. All of mankind stands guilty and deserving of hell. And regarding salvation, we are all also in the same boat. All mankind has been made righteous through the Messiah's innocent life and his sacrificial death upon the cross. Faith makes good on this good news for all mankind by taking it to heart. Faith makes these objective facts personal. Faith clings to the fact that Jesus Christ, who died in order to save all mankind, died in order to save you. You, specifically, individually, because he loves you. His ascension back to heaven is a joyful event because it means that his work on earth, the work of our redemption, it is finished. Now Jesus, having returned to his throne on high, continually intercedes for you and for all whose faith is in him. Having ascended back to heaven, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to us from the Father in order to enlighten us to the truth of the Scriptures, comfort us, and keep us steadfast in this faith. Jesus told his first disciples, who were eyewitnesses of these events, to remain in Jerusalem until he clothed them with power from on high. That happened 10 days later on the day of Pentecost. But we'll talk about that next Sunday. For now, it is enough to say that there would be no Pentecost without the ascension. On the day of Christ's ascension, he returned bodily into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God the Father, from whom he sends the Holy Spirit to call, gather, and enlighten you and the whole Christian church on earth through the gospel, and to keep it in this one true faith. The gospel of mankind's salvation through Jesus Christ has and continues to be proclaimed throughout the entire world by means of his disciples, everyone whose faith is in him. Live then in the joy of your salvation. And let your life be a witness to the world of the eternal life that has been given to all and is received by simply believing it, received by simply taking God at his word. To him alone be all glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. We arise and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father.
and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us now pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, King over all the earth, reigning over the nations from on your holy throne, graciously receive our prayers and praises. Subdue the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh under the feet of your people, that we may share in the victory that Christ has won for us. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, you have put all things under Jesus' feet and given him as head to the church. Have mercy on the congregations where you gather your people. Give pastors wisdom and insight to hold fast to the message of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. Open the ears of all who hear, that we may rejoice to be Christ's body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Lord, in your mercy. Father of glory, you raised your only begotten Son from the dead and established him at your right hand so that we might be part of your household forever. Bless our homes as we await our day of resurrection. Be the companion and consolation of those who live in solitude. Strengthen husbands and wives that their love would exemplify the love between Christ and his church. Bless parents and children as they gather around your word. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, you have raised Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion. Guide all such authorities on earth that they may govern wisely, operate with integrity, and maintain peace after your good pleasure. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, give patience and endurance to all who are sick or in any affliction. Grant healing according to your will. Give comfort and hope to all who mourn. In all of our sufferings, grant us the assurance of your abiding presence with us and your provision for all of our needs. We especially pray for Ron, Carol, Roy, Evelyn, Nolan, Lindsay, Ryan, Dolores, Bryce, Brandy, Avery, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Dr. Arlie Hagen, Gail, Randy and Lori, Kelly, David, Danny, Inez, Mary Lou, Elliot, Reverend Walt Snyder, Jeffrey, the family of Zachary Brockman, all of our shut-ins, Norma, Walter, Millie, Dolores, Dorothy, Carol, Phyllis, Ryan, our mission workers, Reverend Peter and Christy Kolb, Reverend David and Valerie Fedowitz, all of our military and first responders, especially McKenna, Drake, and Ethan. We also pray for favorable weather for farming and for safety in the fields. For these and for all those whom we name silently before you in our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. Lord of hosts, you have instituted and given your sacrament for the faithful to receive the very body and blood of your Son for their forgiveness, life, and salvation. Grant us all pure hearts to receive this gift worthily. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite you to greet each other in the pews with God's peace. You may be seated as the offering is now taken. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples and in their sight was taken up into heaven that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name of the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and to strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Our closing hymn is LSB 492, On Christ's Ascension, I Now Build.